one, it gives people peace of mind for 30, 35 million Americans. It begins to build financial security for people. The number one cause of bankruptcy in this country is people without health insurance. It also begins to control the health care costs, because all of us who are still fortunate to have private health insurance, we end up paying 10 to 15% higher in our bills. Definitely, you know, it's the right thing to do as a human being for people to have health insurance. It definitely will help secure small businesses that they will be able to be stronger. You know, it's a program that can definitely be built upon in the future.
Fast forward here to October 1st, because the law at that point, what will happen and what do people need to know on October 1st?
First, just one short step behind. I mean, Obamacare is already in play. I mean, people are already getting benefits, whether they have insurance or if they don't have insurance. On October 1st is kind of this other open phase, that phase two that at least we're talking about is for 30 to 35 million Americans who do not have health insurance. They have the ability, it's open enrollment for the next 6 months, to go online or sit down with a wide range of groups and see if they're eligible for the expanded Medicaid program or for the marketplace, and begin to look at the different options that are available to people, and also begin to, you know, look at their budget and see what they can afford, both for individuals and also for you know, small businesses. And there's other consumer protections that are that come into play, at least on January 1st.
Not to oversimplify this, but for October 1st, somebody, as you mentioned, can sit down and they can check this stuff out. Where do they go? How do they do this? And what will they see when they go to these websites?
Well, the Illinois website will be made available very shortly, is our understanding. There's going to be a beginning of an advertising campaign. I mean, first of all, if people don't do it October 1st, don't panic. If you don't do it by October 15th, don't panic. I mean, you've got between October 1st and March 31st to do this. You will be able to access it. If you know anything about computers and you have a computer, there'll be a website that the state of Illinois has. There's already a great website that HHS, United States Department of Health and Human Services. It's called healthcare.gov, that if people are intrigued and want to understand more about the truth about Obamacare, they can go there. And then they'll be able to, you know, punch in numbers and see, you know, how much money, you know, they're either planning on making, or what they made last year and what they think they'll be making this year, and be able to see if they're eligible. So for anyone making under $16,000, they'll be eligible for the Medicaid program. And then anyone above it will be eligible for the marketplace, or some people use the word exchange. And for individuals that make under $46,000, or a family of four that make under $96,000, $97,000, they'll be able to get financial assistance to pay for their premiums. And there'll be calculators that they can plug in numbers and get an idea of how much assistance they're going to be getting. And then they'll be able to look at, there's like four different main plans, variations. There's a bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. And if you just kind of follow up the expensiveness, I guess I would say, of those metals, platinum means that you know, you'll be paying most of the premium, even though you still may get a subsidy, will be a higher premium cost for you, but that will mean you'll have less out-of-pocket costs. So you're going to have to kind of then figure out, you know, do I know that I'm going to have a lot of out-of-pocket costs, and so maybe I should, you know, go after the platinum, even though the level of benefits under platinum can be the same as bronze, which is the more inexpensive plan, in that you'll only have to, you know, deal with 60% of the premium, but then you'll have more out-of-pocket costs. So people will be able to, you know, compare different plans and, you know, basically, you know, see how much it's going to cost them more a month, and then, you know, how much they may have to pay out of their pocket.
Well, and I don't want to get into a whole political discussion on when it comes to this law, because it certainly has been debated quite a bit, and it continues to be so. But we had news last week about Walgreens, for example, moving workers into a private health insurance exchange to buy its company subsidized coverage. And some other firms are doing the same thing. I've heard people say this may mean more out-of-pocket costs for employees and call it an unintended consequence of the Health Care Act. Now, your response to that?
Well, I think a couple things. I think you're seeing, you know, even places like Starbucks that are not going to be doing that, and other employers that not. I think it's employers, whether historically you've seen over the last 10 or 20 years that they're moving away from employer-based insurance, and it's sadly they're exploiting Obamacare to do this and to figure out ways that they can cut costs and dump more of the costs onto employees. I know that you know, we're going to be probably pushing some sort of legislation at the state level. I know Congresswoman Schakowsky is going to be pushing legislation that deals with some of this, but you know, she very much understands who runs Congress and the House, and it's the Tea Party folks that aren't going to do anything that's going to help people at all. So at least for us, you know, we'll continue to get back and argue. At least the Senate Democrats moved forward and passed the state marketplace, and unfortunately, last session the Speaker did not allow a bill to move forward. And by having a state-based marketplace, at least Illinois will be able to deal with some of these issues quicker than, frankly, Congress is going to do.
Well, I've covered a lot of legislation through the years, and I've really never seen a piece yet that's perfect. What do you see maybe as a potential flaw with this system right now, or some things you want to see, you do want to see done?
Oh, well, you know, we were advocating for a public option that did not make it in there. We wanted to see, you know, there's caps right now on how much that people need to spend out of their pocket, and we were advocating for those to be lower. And but, you know, I could spend probably 10 hours telling you all the great things that no longer kids will be discriminated against for pre-existing condition. Women won't be charged three times the rate that males get charged for health insurance. Small businesses are getting tax credits. So I can go on for hours and hours and tell you all the benefits of Obamacare. And I can spend a couple hours discussing, you know, those other changes that we feel that still need to happen. Like you said, you know, you look historically on Medicare. Medicare has approval ratings in the 80s, and we know Obamacare will too in due time. As more people end up getting Obamacare and seeing how well it works, seeing that they're not going to go bankrupt, knowing that they have peace of mind, that they finally have insurance for themselves and their kids, you know, you'll start to see those numbers definitely increase. You know, in terms of any changes, again, it goes back to if we don't have a state-based marketplace, you know, we're going to have to wait probably easily a decade before the political landscape changes in D.C. To make changes. And, you know, there are definitely going to be tweaks that need to happen. Just want to stress again, I think for folks who have health insurance, you know, you don't have to worry about it. You're going to have more protections than you did prior to Obamacare, that the insurers cannot just immediately cut you off because you need that insurance. People who have health insurance are getting free preventive services. And then for those who are uninsured, you know, don't freak out if everything isn't, you know, working 100% on October 1st, or if you feel like, you know, you need to sign up, you don't. You have 6 months to do it.